Weather News on Monday, May 10th, 2010. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Chloe. The weather forecast, mostly sunny with scattered clouds. Temperature ranges between 27 degrees at night and 36 degrees during the day. South-southeasterly winds at 24 kilometers per hour. Here's an interview with Cash, a dancing teacher who started a Cuban salsa class in Oroville last Friday, the 7th of May.
My name is Cash in full Kelsang Dolma. I'm from Delhi. I've been living in Delhi forever. And we are going to do Cuban salsa course.
So have you done this before in Oroville?
Yeah, we did about 2 weeks ago. We did a trial class, like a free workshop for everyone. And it was absolutely fantastic, actually. There are a lot of people who showed interest.
Okay, so a lot of people are interested. Could you please tell me what is Cuban salsa, what is different from normal salsa?
Cuban salsa is actually not Cuban salsa. It's called casino. That's the main form of salsa, what they used to actually dance in Cuba way before it went to America and it became a little commercial and they started terming it as salsa. And from there on, there have been different variations of salsa, like New York, L.A., Mambo, London, and so on and on, and maybe one day Indian style of salsa or something.
So can you tell us something what is special about the Cuban style?
I would say a Cuban salsa is not much about showing or presenting yourself on stage, but it's more about socializing and dancing on the floor to meet more people, to socialize with them, to have fun, to groove, and not really worry about being fancy. And there's not much of fancy stuff to do. So the best part about it is anybody can dance. You don't have to be thin or flexible or young or nothing. You know, anybody can do Cuban style.
What is special for you about Cuban salsa? Why do you like it?
I started doing Cuban salsa, so I was a little biased about it in the beginning. But I started also learning LA style of salsa, mambo, dancing on two, and other forms. And somehow I go back to Cuban style because I think that's where I can really express myself and where I really connect.
What kind of people signed up for the course? Do you know this? Is it more young people or older? Are there more women than men?
I think there are more women, which is actually not the case anywhere. There are always more men, but this time I have more women signed up. Age, I'm not really sure. No one told me. But when we had the open class last time, I saw a lot of people who were very young. And also a lot of people, maybe they were in 40s, early 40s maybe, but not older.
Compassionate Communication Practice Group. Nonviolent communication is a concept to communicate with greater compassion and clarity. Various courses were held in Oroville and a practice group is meeting every Thursday. In addition to that, Leah offers a practice group with another focus now. The group aims to give support to all those who have come into contact with nonviolent communication but think they haven't been able to integrate it into their everyday lives, and to all those who would just like to get more practice with simple exercises. The group follows exercises from the Nonviolent Communication Companion Workbook by Lucy Liu and practice empathy through sharing and listening with the heart. Compassionate Communication Practice Group on Tuesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. at the College Guesthouse. Board Games Workshop at Swedam. Happy Holidays! The community Swedam offers a board games workshop. Every Wednesday, young and old are invited to play together from 9 to 12 a.m. The Mother. It is not necessary to wait for the others to become sincere in order to become sincere yourself. The news is a reflection on the lives of Orovians. For further information, please contact oroverradio.org.